A rural school district has figured out a way to help students connect for learning and for fun. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has the story.
To help make language learning fun, kids in several interior villages recently celebrated a virtual holiday, performing skits and singing in Athabascan and English, and sometimes accompanying themselves with musical instruments and a few with American Sign Language, all via video teleconferencing. The Yukon-Koyukuk School District is more than 98% Athabascan. The district includes the villages of Allakaket, Hughes, Hooslia, Koyukuk, New Lotto, and Caltag, as well as Ruby, Manly Hot Springs, and Minto. Language coordinator Susan Paskvan says the district uses technology to stretch Athabascan language and other programs to reach its 300-plus students.
The size of our school district is about the size of the state of Washington, so we use our video conference for classes all year long. We have art classes, Dinaga classes, career technical ed, professional development, and it allows our school district to meet face-to-face and have teaching over our video.
The district requires children in grades kindergarten through the fourth grade, or about 175 students, to receive a half hour of native language instruction per day. Paskvan says most of the students are learning Koyukon Athabascan, and those in two villages are learning the lower Tanana Athabascan language. She says learning Athabascan connects the students to the language of their families, teaches them about their culture, and helps develop a stronger self-identity. Research shows multilingualism brings a range of benefits, including a better understanding of language structure and better reasoning skills. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.